Welcome back, everybody. Tell me, Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Tesamun Beis. We're on the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Tesamun Beis. Says the Mishnah, "Sukkah tachas ilan." If someone builds his sukkah right under a tree and the branches are hanging directly over the sukkah, ki u'asa b'socha bayis. It's as if you built the sukkah inside the house, which is usher. The Gemara is going to discuss why it used that language as opposed to just saying that it's usher. We're going to see that soon. Sukkah gabe sukkah. If someone built one sukkah on top of another sukkah, yonik sher v'tachtonim su'ah. The upper one is going to be kosher, and the lower one is going to be pasur. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Im ein diyorin be'el yonah ha'tachtonik sher. If no one's living in the upper one, then the lower one is going to be okay. So we're going to have to discuss how that's even possible. So comes the Gemara and says on this first thing about the trees over the sukkah. So amar Rava aloshan el abigon shtzilos amiru mechamaso. So Rava comes and says that this was only taught when there's a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight, meaning that it's actually a significant enough tree that the schach is no longer what's giving you the shade. Instead, it is the tree. But if the tree is so weak and nothing's really there, it's just a few branches here and there, that the sunlight's greater than its shade, then it's going to be kasher because the schach is still what's providing the shade. So where do we know this from? Because the Mishnah used this weird language of saying that if you have a sukkah that's under a tree, it's as if you built it in your house. Why not just use the simple language of pasul like we always use? Rather, it's coming to teach us the ilon dumyan debayis. It has to be a tree that is similar to a house. Just as a house gives off great shade and lets in more shade than sunlight, so too the tree has to have more shade than sunlight in order for it to be an issue. Ask the Gemara on Rava, v'chi chamasum rum mitzil to mayhave. But what if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade? So why is the sukkah going to be valid? Meaning, how come it started schach possible? How is schach kasher? Because if you look at what's actually happening, we have a schach kasher, and then we also have these random branches that are still attached to the tree, and that's going to be an issue because one of the qualifications in order to have a kosher schach is that it can't be mechubar, it can't still be attached to the tree. So now, if you look what we have some valid schach and some invalid schach, and that's going to be an issue because now we have some stuff ruining the kosher schach. How do we get around this? Even if it does let in more sunlight, and even if they are pretty weak and there's not so much there to provide so much shade, why is that going to be okay? So Amar Rav Papa says, no, b'shechavata. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the tree branches are lowered down to the point where you can't really tell the difference between what's valid schach and what's the invalid. And since there's so much more valid slach than invalid slach, we use a kind of bittul berov. We say the majority is kosher, so that's why it's going to be as if the non-kosher part is not there, and it's going to be as if it's entirely covered by the slach. So ask the Gemara, ibisha chavata, mailo memra. If we're talking about a situation where the tree branches are lowered, meaning into the valid slach, so why then Tana need to state this? It's already so obvious. We already know this. Of course it's going to be the kosher schach, and it's going to be okay. So answer the Gemara, no, mahu de tema. You might have said, nigzor hechad chavata na atu hechad lo chavata. You might have thought that, no, we're going to say it's going to be puzzle in a case where even if it's lower down and you can't really tell the difference and bittul berov is going to apply, that we would still say it's going to be asur mida rabbanan because maybe there's going to be a situation where it's not so lowered down and you're going to think, oh, if it's allowed when it's attached, what's the difference if it's actually lowered down or if it's a little higher up? So we might make gzeira and say you should just be careful all the time. So kamash malan to lo gazrinan. So the Mishnah comes to teach us that we don't make such gzeira. So now comes the Gemara and says, if the whole purpose of teaching us this halacha was just to teach us that we don't say that it's going to be usher and that we're making zera when it's lower down, when it's all mixed together, but we already know this from somewhere else because Hanami Tanina, we already know this because the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah that we're going to see on Daf Yud Aleph, Hidla le'es ha'gefen ve'esad la'as ve'sakhisom. So if one lifted onto a sukkah some sort of grapevine or some sort of gourd or ivy or something, v'sichrech ha'gaban, and you use these as to cover the sukkah with the valid schach, psua, the sukkah is going to be possible. V'mayasiko harbe man, but if the schach exceeded them, meaning there was much more valid schach than this invalid schach, osha ketsatzan, or if you detach them from the ground, then it's going to be kasher. So comes the Gemara, let's analyze this Mishnah that we just read. So heikidami, so what's the case that the Mishnah said that the majority of the valid schach makes it okay, even if there's other stuff that's attached to trees, like vines? So ilam b'shalo chavatan, if we're talking about a situation where it was not lowered, meaning the grapevine was not like mixed in and lowered down into the valid schach, how come it starts schach pasul and schach kasher? That's not going to work because then you're mixing the schach kasher and the schach pasul, the good one and the bad one. Elav kisha chavatan. Rather, we must be talking about a case in which it's lowered down. The vines are actually mixed into the valid schach, and we say that the sukkah is going to be kasher because we have more valid schach than invalid schach, which mamina to lo gazrinan. What we learn from here is that we don't make a decree, meaning we're not going to say that it's usher when it's seeping down into it because then it's all one big mixture. We're not going to make the gzera of, lest maybe it's going to be attached in a little bit higher and we're going to have an issue. So we already know this out. So what are we trying to teach from our Gemara? So mahu de tehmahane milibidiyevid. So without our Mishnah, you might have thought that this Mishnah that we just mentioned from Daf Yud Aleph was only teaching us that this is okay bidiyevid. Aval lechatchilo, but to do this lechatchila, ideally, even if you're going to have some sort of mixture when it's lower down, you might have thought that's not going to be good. Kamash Mulan, so our Tana is teaching us that even lechatchila, this type of sukkah is going to be okay. So if you have a lot of valid stuff, and then you have a little bit of a tree that's kind of mixed in with it, it's lower down, and it looks like it's part of the schach, that would be okay through Bittul Barov, and that's even lechatchila. Good. And then the Mishnah told us sukkah, agavi sukkah, that if you have one sukkah that's built atop of another sukkah, so the upper one is good, and the lower one is going to be pasul. So, Tanur Rabbanan, basukos teishvu velo basuka tashatachas hasuka velo basuka shatachas ayilom basuka shabisocha bayis. So the pasuk tells us basukos teishvu that you should sit in sukkahs. So comes the Gemara and darshens that out. That means that you should sit in the sukkah, and you should not sit in the sukkah that's under a sukkah. You should not sit in the sukkah that's under a tree, and you should not sit in the sukkah that's inside a house. So comes the Gemara and says adraba. It should teach us the opposite. Basukos tarti mashma. It says basukos, which means plural, which implies two sukkahs, which seems to permit even one sukkah under another sukkah. And so the Gemara, no, I'm a Rav Nachman bar Yitzla, basukos ksiv. If you look at how sukkos is written, it's without that extra vav. This is what we saw in Da Vav about yesh eim la-masores, yesh eim la-mikra. Even though it's read basukos, which gives off the implication that it's plural, it's written without the vav, which gives off the singular interpretation. So we see that that's what it's referring to, and that's what we're learning out from here, basukos, that it's one single sukkah and not one under the other. Good. Now comes the Gemara and discusses different situations where this ruling can come up. And sometimes when we say it's pasul, sometimes kosher. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, but amim sheshteim chiros. There are times when both the sukkahs, meaning both the top and the bottom, are going to be valid. But amim sheshteim psuos. There are times when both of them are going to be pasul. But amim shetachtona ksher v'hal yonah psuah. There's times when the lower one is good and the upper one is pasul. And amim shetachtona psuah v'hal yonah ksher. And there are times when the lower one is pasul and the upper one is good. That's the one that we saw in our Mishnah. So we're going to go through all these situations. So amim sheshteim chiros yechidami. So what's the situation where they're both going to be kosher? Gion shetachtona chamasim ru mitzilta. In a situation where the lower sukkah has greater sunlight than shade, and the upper sukkah has greater shade than its sunlight. And the schach of the upper sukkah is within 20 amos from the ground. Remember our first Mishnah, that you can't have anything above 20 amos. That's referring to from its own ground. But assuming that the upper sukkah is under 20 amos tall, so the upper sukkah is definitely going to be kosher. And now the bottom one, the reason why it would be kosher to sit in this situation is because there's more sunlight than shade, which makes it basically halachically as if it's not there, and it's using the upper one's schach in order to go ahead and count for schach. So that's why you'd be allowed to sit in the upper one or the lower one, because both are going to be considered as if you're sitting in the upper one, they're both going to be kosher. So what's the situation where they're both going to be pasul? It's in a case where both sukkahs have valid schachs, where the shade is greater than the sunlight. And the bottom one's now going to be pasul because it's a schach with a schach on top of it, so that's going to be pasul. And then the upper one is over 20 amos, so the top one is going to be pasul also, so that's the situation where both of them are going to be pasul. Then, pam shetach tonik shera valyon psua. There are times when the lower one is going to be valid, and the upper one is going to be pasul. So, yechidami, what's that case? So it's in a case where the lower one has a valid schach, where the shade is greater than in sunlight, and the upper one doesn't really give off any shade, so it's as if it's not there. And both of them are within 20 amos. So now we have a valid schach on the bottom one, and the upper one's as if it's not even there, and then we're going to be totally fine, and that's why the lower one's going to be kosher and the upper one's going to be pasul. And then what's the situation where the upper sukkah is going to be good and the lower one is going to be bad? It's in a case where both shades are greater than the sunlight, meaning both have valid schach, and this is the simple case where it's within 20 amos, so we have a valid schach on top of a valid schach, so the lower one is going to be pasul because you can't have anything on top of it, and that's when the top one is going to be kosher and the lower one is going to be usher. So Pshita, Esigmar, this is all obvious. What's Rabbi Yirmiyah trying to accomplish? So the answer is Tachtonu Ksher V'Elyonu P'sula Tzrichaleh. No, the Chiddush case is when we say that the upper one is going to be pasul, and the bottom one is going to be kosher. That's the situation where we needed all these statements for. Because Mahu Detayman Nigzer, you might have thought that we should have a decree, we should have a gzera to say that such a sukkah on the lower level is going to be pasul, dilma mitzdar, schach, pasul, bahadi, schach, kosher. Because maybe whatever is there from that top schach, even though it's not significant, that's already enough to mix in and to mess up the lower schach. So kamash malon, that's going to be okay. We don't make such a decree. So this is Daf, Tesman Bez into Daf Yodam and Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.